It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Nicki Minaj and Cardi B were caught on camera attacking each other at a party during New York Fashion Week. The scuffle began when Cardi approached Minaj over lies Nicki was spreading. Cardi was then elbowed above her left eye by a security guard before throwing one of her shoes at Nicki. As security guards held back both rappers, Cardi started to yell, "B, come here." Nicki responded back, "I'm staying right here."
Come here. Bitch, come here.
Cardi's dress was ripped following the fight, and one of her assistants picked up a fistful of hair. She also suffered a golf ball-sized lump above her left eye.
That looked bad. I saw that lump. Ugh.
Yeah, following the altercation, Cardi posted on Instagram, "I've let a lot of blank slide. I let you sneak diss me. I let you lie on me. I let you attempt to stop my bags, mess up the way I eat. You've threatened other artists in the industry and told them if they work with me, you'll stop messing with them. I let you talk blank about me. I addressed you a second time in person and every time you cop the plea. But when you mention my child, you choose to like comments about me as a mother and make comments about my abilities to take care of my daughter is when all bets are off. I've worked too hard and come too far to let anybody mess with my success. Blanks talk all that crap and they raps, but in real life, they blank. This crap really is for entertainment." Nicki hasn't commented on the fight, but did post a photo of herself on Instagram. Cardi's not going to face any criminal charges after throwing the shoe. And Nicki wasn't injured and apparently isn't going to press those charges. So that's good for Cardi, I guess. She's not filing a report either, even though she left the party with a sizable bump over her
eye. Do we know how she got the bump?
It's just, I think it was just the, she was being, because Nicki didn't touch her.
Yeah, just
so
like everybody
it's just
jostling
the security,
around.
It's just the security shuffling her
that
around.
That looked bad, though. That was a lump.
And Cardi B, by the way, people know her for throwing shoes at people.
Yeah, I know.
She threw a shoe on Love & Hip Hop New York, I guess, on a reunion show last year with Asia. She got into it with her and threw something. So
she's going to lose an eye with Cardi throwing those heels around.
And following Mac Miller's death Friday at age 26, fans remembered the rapper through the legacy that he left behind, his music. From being featured on XXL Magazine's freshman class of 2011 to touring with rappers Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz, Miller was recognized for style-changing beats and relatable lyrics. The 26-year-old musician was pronounced dead at 11:51 a.m. at his Studio City, California home. The rapper had gone into cardiac arrest after appearing to suffer a drug overdose. His family released a statement and said he was a bright light in this world for his family, friends, and fans. Thank you for your prayers. Please respect our privacy. Mac Miller dated Ariana Grande for 2 years before they broke up earlier this year. When they parted on good terms, she tweeted, "Please take care of yourself." A day after Mac died, Ariana Grande shared a photo of him on Instagram. In the picture, Miller stares up at the camera while sitting on the grass. A pair of tennis shoes, presumably Ariana Grande's, can be seen between his legs. Ariana didn't share a caption with the image and turned off comments for all of her posts when internet trolls started to blame her for his death. And last night, Miss America was on. Miss New York, Nia Franklin, has been crowned Miss America. Franklin took home the crown by beating out Miss Connecticut, who finished as runner-up. A classic vocalist, Franklin's pageant platform is advocating for the arts. Sunday night, she sang an operatic selection from the opera La Boheme. Among the more political messages, Miss Michigan, which I thought was cool, Emily Sioma used her introduction to call out the Flint water crisis. She said, "From the state with 84% of the U.S. fresh water, but none for its residents to drink, I am Miss Michigan, Emily Sioma." So I thought that was excellent that she chose to say that.
It is. It's sad that she had to open up with that, but good for her.
And Lady Gaga told reporters on the red carpet for A Star Is Born about seeing herself in her character after being bullied when she was younger.
"When I see myself in this film, I see so much of myself when I was younger. When I did not believe in myself, when I was bullied in school, I felt ugly, and my only escape was music, and that's why I started to sing and write songs and act, was because I wanted an escape from all of that pain."
Gaga's ex-fiance Taylor Kinney still hasn't decided if he plans to watch her in A Star Is Born. In a recent interview, he was asked if he'd see it, and he said, "I don't know, man." Then his co-star from Chicago Fire, Miranda Ray Mayo, said, "I am. It's going to be great. I'll give him all the tidbits. It's going to be great."
I'm excited. It's got Bradley Cooper. It's got Dave Chappelle. Like, I've seen the preview a few times. This movie looks really good.
And online sales for Nike were up in the days after the Colin Kaepernick ad was released. Researchers found that Nike's online sales surged 31% from last Sunday through Tuesday. The company ran its first ad featuring Kaepernick on Monday. Nike stock initially dropped after the ad, but has since steadied. It was up 1% on Friday. That is your celebrity news, aka the garbage.